quickly touch on some of the major changes that IVDR brings to us. One of the bigger changes is in device classification, and IVDR has moved from a list-based classification to a rule-based classification in alignment with the International Medical Device Regulations Forum and the GHTF IVD classification guidance. In vitro diagnostic medical devices include a wide range of instruments, point-of-care devices, laboratory-developed tests, reagents, and kits used to analyze human samples and guide clinical decisions. Classification determinations are based on the IVD device's potential to harm, it's all risk-based, to harm a patient, user, or the environment, by examining the intended purpose and what type of technology is being used on the device. IVDR has a four-tier classification system, with Class A representing low-risk devices and Class D, the highest-risk devices. Class A IVD devices do not need notified body involvement and are self-certified. Class B, C, and D, on the other hand, require notified body involvements for the assessment of the quality system and technical documentation. Device classification will have a huge impact since more IVD products will require notified body involvement. It is estimated that we'll go from 20% notified body involvement under IVDD to 80% notified body involvement under IVDR. A lot of products that were self-certified under IVDD will now require notified bodies to perform conformity assessment and issue certificates of compliance under IVDR. There's a guidance document from the Medical Device Coordination Group, MDCG 2020-16, that gives clarification on the IVD device classification. The next change that we'll touch is the life cycle approach. There are more stringent requirements for clinical evidence demonstrating conformity throughout the life of the product. There are requirements for manufacturers to establish and demonstrate effective quality management system, and there are new requirements for post-market performance monitoring and reporting. Another area that has been touched is the greater supply chain oversight and device traceability. The new regulations have been extended to cover the entire supply chain, adding additional responsibilities for manufacturers as well as other economic operators, importers, distributors, and authorized representatives. Each link in the supply chain now has the responsibility to check the previous link, and the manufacturers must appoint a person responsible for regulatory compliance to ensure IVDR compliance across the chain. Introduction of the unique device identifier, the UDI, will improve the traceability throughout the device cycle. IVDR also gives notified bodies discretionary authority to audit suppliers and subcontractors as they deem necessary. Let's talk a little bit about the certificate validity. You can place your IVD products into service until their IVDD certificate expires or until 26 May of 2024. And any devices not listed in Annex 1 of the IVDD must be certified under IVDR except for self-tests. If you're putting your products out in the field with an IVDD certificate, then you have to keep in mind that you cannot have any significant changes to the design or intended purpose of the device after May 26, 2022. Otherwise, your IVDD certificate will be voided. A Medical Device Coordination Group issued MDCG 2020-3 to help clarify what constitutes a significant change. However, I would recommend that prior to making any changes, that you would want to review that with your notified body to ensure that what you have determined and have a rationale for why it's not a significant change is in agreement with what the notified body's thinking is. The second thing that you have to remember is that the requirements for the IVDR relating to post-market surveillance, vigilance, registration of economic operators, etc., still applies. And this is because once the application date of IVDR arrives, there will be no IVDD designated notified bodies, and you have to follow the new IVDR requirements for registrations, surveillance, vigilance, as I said before. In summary, the combination of IVDR device classification changes resulting in fourfold increase of products requiring notified body involvement and lack of sufficient number of notified bodies will create a challenging situation to beat the deadline for all involved. There is a push from industry to postpone the implementation of IVDR by a year, similar to MDR, but so far there is no sign that that might be happening. Those are the highlights of the impact of the application date of IVDR.